Closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous school students is proving to be one of the toughest challenges of Indigenous disadvantage. But one Aboriginal community, Woorabinda, southwest of Rockhampton in central Queensland, is making great gains, especially with NAPLAN results and attendance. Ali Bradfield reports.
There's just 1,000 residents in the small town of Woorabinda, 170 kilometres southwest of Rockhampton. The town's only school is more than 95% Indigenous, and its motto is Proud and Deadly. In the last couple of years, the school's taken that motto to heart, with great results. Beresford Domick, the principal at Woorabinda State School, says the key is changing expectations.
Often there's a perception that certain behaviours, sometimes very inappropriate behaviours, are acceptable and somehow they're culturally okay. I challenge that as an Indigenous person.
For the first time, 100% of Grade 7s at Woorabinda State School have achieved the national minimum standard in numeracy, says Principal Domick. Initially, the focus was on attendance. When Mr. Domick started at the school 5 years ago, he created a system where students and parents were rewarded with shopping vouchers for 100% attendance. Attendance rates increased, and last year Woorabinda had the highest attendance rate of any Indigenous school in Queensland. When AM visited the town, two students at Woorabinda were receiving awards for 100% attendance for 2 years in a row. That means not even a single sick day.
We've had children who have had very poor attendance, probably down around 30% attendance, who we've now been able to bring up to around 60 or 70% attendance.
One of the school's biggest supporters is Anthony Henry, or Big Uncle, as he's affectionately known in Woorabinda. He's been involved in cultural education at the school, but he also hosts a radio program to share good news from the community.
Woorabinda has always had its up and down. It's got an history of, amongst all the turmoil, you know, and what colonisation has brought to our people, it has a powerful story. And likewise, now we can see the young leaders coming out of front.
Can't you see that you're fading through smoke?
The Red Cross is also trying to improve the outlook for students. Youth worker Stephen Collins runs a songwriting program to encourage young people to express whatever's on their mind.
An amazing form of expression. It allows the kids to be able to say things that they might not be able to say with just normal words, without the music. It's beyond just the creation of it and how much that does for a young person. Then you'll hear the other kids down the street singing it, and so the message really, really gets passed around community.
Can't you see that it's slowly killing us, breathing in the poison?
There's still more work to be done, but for now, Mr. Domick says it's about celebrating the successes.
Sometimes they're very small successes, but you've still got to really build it up. Personally, it's very uplifting when you achieve something and you know that it's going to benefit kids. It's just fantastic.
So we can have a brighter future.
Principal Beresford Domick ending that report by Ellie Bradfield.